At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
How are we doing, everybody? We are live on the Sean Atwood channel. I'm currently in the back of an Uber because I have wonderful Dan's family coming for Christmas, and just in the true ADHD way, left everything till the last minute. So I'm now ruining the seeds of my own doing. But what I'll do is I'm going to hand over to the ladies, and I'm just going to make myself tiny. Hang on. How do we do that? One second, everyone. I do know how to do my job. There we are. And I will let them continue on because really the inside of an Uber ain't where it's at. But thank you all for being here. And Bev and Azria, happy new year. You look fabulous. I'm just going to be quiet now and I will see you when I'm back in the house.
Okay, that's lovely. Hello, Azria. Welcome. Happy new year to you again.
Happy new year to you too. Yes. And happy new year to all of our viewers.
Our lovely viewers, yes. So before we start looking at all these amazing celebrities and you know all the things that you've managed to rummage around in the energy and find out all the exciting stuff, I'm just going to go through just quickly the because we've had a lot of questions coming in this morning about the energies behind the Californian plane crash and also what is the situation regarding the energies that went through from Hollywood as far as the Fullerton area, which is where the plane crash happened. But it's only 22 and a half kilometers or 33 miles away from Hollywood. The energetics then decrease apparently from the halfway point, which is from Bell Gardens, which is about 23 minutes away from Hollywood. So it seems like all these huge energies and frequencies that are happening in the home of Hollywood has actually managed to cause all sorts of energetic and frequency problems with the small plane that then crashed into a warehouse. So that is what I think part of the issues has been. But obviously, when they do the investigation, they'll find out. But it seems like the energetics increase and decrease has got a lot to answer for. So now that we're already looking at Hollywood in a different way and the energies that are spreading out from Hollywood in a different way, we can now start thinking about what do the celebrities look like? What do we see within the celebrities? And our Azria here is going to tell us about the first person, which is, who do you want to do first? Do you want to do Oprah or do you want to do Elon?
Oh, choices. They've both been very, very interesting individuals. But before we do, if you don't mind, Beverly, I'm just going to kind of set the scene a little bit here because, as some of you may or may not know, when it comes to actually looking at this off-world DNA, especially with my clients, etc., is that one most important thing is getting that acceptance and getting the date of birth, etc. Where we are looking at celebrities, we're not necessarily getting that one-to-one connection. So what we then do is use the birth date, which for most celebrities is widely available. Yeah. And then we ask at a very high level what is actually in there. And then we use the unifier to confirm what those frequencies and what those vibrations are that we're picking up within that birth year and that person. And 9 times out of 10, most celebrities have actually got a different name as well. And we found that out through when obviously working with the amazing Big Homie and Jagger, etc., is we look at the birth name as well. So where, so I know, for example, thank you, Beverly, mentioning Oprah there, who we're going to dig into a little bit more in a minute, but her actual birth spelling is slightly different. So little things like that are very, very important. And I think there's a little bit of history behind there. So again, we are looking at this on a higher level at the moment, but certainly we're using the same techniques going forward. So yeah, I'm happy to dive in with either.
Who would you like to look at first? Who? Go on. Choose one.
Let's have a look at Oprah. I did send across the pie chart as though
ladies, that's me just getting out the Uber. If you're wanting the stuff up on screen, just wait, just talk about yourselves for 5 more minutes, then I'll be at the computer and we can pull everything up, just so we don't lose any of the visual awesomeness. I'm getting it. This is all my fault, viewers. The ladies had everything timed that they were here early. Okay, it's I'll be five minutes. I'm getting out the Uber now.
All right then, go on then, go.
Yeah, so I mean, in regards to people who have maybe met me or not, and you're kind of thinking, well, where does all this come from, and why are we looking at this, as we're going into the area of ascension now on this planet, I've been working with spirits, off-worlders, energies and that my entire life, on and off, so the past sort of 40 years, but probably actively for about 25-30. So, and there was questions that I had around obviously working with my guides, but that how do we know our full ancestral heritage, our absolutely full, right back to sort of year dot? And with sort of working with dowsing, working with various energies, I started to ask questions. And when I started working directly with my off-world team, and you'll see I point to them at the back of me because they're always there. 3 years ago, there was further and further information that was being channeled in answer to help me understand and answer the questions around where is our connection to the stars? Where is our connection to our star being families? Because there's a lot of the time I would also look up and go, well, I know I'm linked up there, but I'm not sure how. And this is where the channeled information started to come through. So it's a work over about a three and a half year period where the unifier was then produced, or as Ron now likes to call it, our little unicorn horn. So that is how, I won't go into all the details around that now, but it's how I go into the individual's energy field, locate that DNA frequency, and that then comes back to me. So through my guides and the 25 beings that I work with directly, that's one. Through the vibration from the univire is two, and from yourself. So therefore you get that triangulation of the unifier. And again, I've been working with the beings and that for, as I said, about 2 or 3 years time. So this has been an absolute labor of love with amazing input from Beverly and others. And there's various obviously texts and that we've been using to find out more about other species as well. So that's just a little bit around people who may or may not know the background.
Yeah. So with the star seeds and with looking at different beings and that, you know, there's obviously those that are more rare. There are those that are benevolent, and there are those that are specifically malicious by nature, and they've got different types of things that they want to be doing while they're here on sort of school earth, if you like. So obviously when you're tuning into these things, there's many of those that will try and hide, particularly if they're the nasty type. But then also you have different ones that you can see are coming to the fore, the ones of the light that are really trying to make these star clusters and all these wonderful things that are happening to make a difference, really. As you're a light worker yourself, did you find that, you know, looking at these two particular cases that we're looking at today, you know, what can you share with us about the variety and about the different energetics and the different areas that you might have found while you were looking at them, please?
Wonderful question, Beverly. Thank you so much. First of all, it was very difficult. It was very difficult. And I'm very much picking up on your point is they hide. They hide in absolute plain sight. Yeah. I had to try two or three times, especially not so much with Elon, but certainly with Oprah, because I was getting very, very different beings. I thought, hold on a minute. I know from a lot of the information that I've heard and everything like that and have been discussed on this channel, but that's not ringing true within me. So where, for example, I had a hybrid being come up, it was kind of like, okay, so let's explore that a little bit more. So that's when you do have to go a little bit of digging and really tune in to not only what you're picking up, but also sort of what's in between those. So it's kind of like, yes, it's picking up a slight movement there, but let's delve into this a little bit further. At one point, I was sort of pushed back. I thought, okay, not liking this whatsoever. So then I tried again, maybe a little bit later in the evening. But certainly every time I went in, there was a slightly different being that was coming forward. And that's when I really kind of bring my team forward and ask for individual assistance there.
Good, because obviously they have to
be aware of how dark that is.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, they are, because there are those that, you know, don't consider human beings on this planet a particular type of life force that has any value across the universes. You're going to find, I'm guessing, you're going to find when you start tuning into celebrities, there's going to be licorice all sorts. There's going to be all sorts of folks there.
Yeah.
And they're going to have different types of energies. There might be those that you've got one that's transitory, that's just having a pit stop, that's coming for a short period of time and saying, right, that's it. I'm just here for 5, 10 years, and then that's it. I'm off. And also making sure that the DNA, whether it's activated or not, I mean, that is a big thing. Looking at whether things are activated, looking at whether things are moving within them as such. So I think it's great that you persevered and you really went in and got the information out so you can come and share it with us and our lovely viewers today. So here we go. And here all is right. The Oprah DNA breakdown. Here we go.
I think we're good. Can you all hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Yep.
Okay, fantastic. Apologies to everybody for the shenanigans at the start there. Please make sure you're liking and sharing and subscribing. Big thank you to Adrian and Bev, of course. Their links and their websites are scrolling here right now. And I just want to say thank you all for being so fabulous in the side chat. Make sure you do push this out for me. I'm going to be running all over the place today. I'm so sorry. But listen, let's be honest. It's the ladies that you're here for. I'm just really the glorified button pusher this today. So thank you very much. And Azria, over to you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for all your time on there. And hope everything's going okay your side. So, yes, as we look into Oprah, one or two of those beings on there, for some people, you might be asking why there's that negative connotation there. Because remember, with most, as Beverly very much earlier said, there's the good and then there's the bad. And very much this is what was taking a while to actually sort of pick up there. Because I was like, I know that there's the Orions there, but something just wasn't sitting right. One of the things there as well that I really wanted to pick up as well was the Cyrus. And with that, when I was talking about there was one being, and again, following on from what Beverly was saying there around, there could be one, and then later on, there's another one that sort of sits in its place. That initially was more of a hybrid being. And then it was only later on where it became quite obvious that it was that Cyrus being, where again it wasn't very clear whether it was a negative or positive. But one of the things I really want to come back is to those Orion beings, definitely, because again, this is very much the negative side.
So the Orions particularly, they have a variable area, don't they? Orions can come in many different forms, and they do tend to pop in and out and incarnate themselves here and spend a short period of time and then disappear. You know, sometimes we find that those that are here, the Orions, they don't spend a huge amount of time. They tend to decide to go sort of after the age of 40. And certainly they don't stay much until they're 50. So they're transitory, which is a very interesting style as well. Do you have any sort of idea when you were tuning into the Orion and the Sirius aspects? Do you have any sort of background and aspects that you can share with the viewers that would perhaps provide some idea? Because obviously Oprah's had a lot of health issues. You know, she's had the big C scare. And she's had the tummy scare where she had to be rushed to hospital because she had diarrhea and vomiting, but really badly, that she had to be put on a drip, which was really awful for her. So all of those aspects. And then we've got the other aspect, which is the weight issue, where she's always constantly fighting with her weight to try and keep it down. Have you got any insight with that to say, well, is there anything from the Sirius individuals and the DNA? Is there anything in there that could have caused her to keep the weight on and finding it very difficult to be able to shed the weight? Is there anything that you can give us some background on the DNA there that might be perhaps awakening or causing a lot of these issues with her?
Yeah, very much so. Thank you. It was really in regards to that weight issue, and I really want to link that back to the Alpha Draconians, because remember, they're quite large, large sort of beastie type. And for Oprah in herself, I know, so been growing up within that period, that her weight has gone up and down that whole time. Another thing I really would like to bring to the attention is, I think, as Beverly was saying right at the beginning, with the energies that are changing within Hollywood at the moment, I do feel that there is further health concerns coming up as well, because where everything is coming out, she can no longer hold it back in. And one of the things I'd like to say, linking that back up as well with the Orions, is that from a negative perspective, is that she very much knew around, obviously, what the, if I can say, the Weinstein, I won't say any more around that, the links to everything that was happening with the children and the schools and the tunnels, etc. So all of that is going to start, actually, when we look at sort of even from a karma perspective, all of that is going to start coming up. All of that is going to start coming up as well. And I also want to bring, and a lot of this is sort of within the public domain, but around, I know that she had lost her baby many years ago. And I think that when you look at the negative beings, there's normally some type of sacrifice there as well. So losing a child in order to gain that popularity, in order to gain that sort of fame and wealth and that type of stuff as well. But also, really surprisingly, and it's something I wasn't completely aware of as well, is with the Orions, they read the negative ones, think that they're all that, they're the bee's knees, they're the most important beings that ever sort of grace this planet, as it were, and some others. But actually, there is that kind of like ego that that is very much filled with that, but they're not. And I think deep within themselves, they very much know that. And again, that's where I kind of want to go back to those tummy issues as well. So, yes, I think a lot of that is very much linked back. But it is also on the side of the negative as well, is that they do, where they kind of want to very much be in that public persona, kind of very rich, very powerful. It's kind of like, what is in, you can't always see what's in plain sight. And that's what they thrive on. that's what they thrive on. So as I was saying before, around kind of what has been happening that's coming to light, or allegedly, I'm not too sure how to word that correctly, but around kind of like the schools and the link to Weinstein, etc., is that it was all happening in plain sight. So it's almost as though it's kind of like, you know what, I'm this kind of like really high important person, and that's how they generally operate.
And that's what the chat's saying. The chat is saying that to us as well. The chat is saying that a lot of them had guessed Orion and Sirius, and they had guessed that sort of attitude. And also they had said that they totally resonating with what you're saying too. Cystic side, which is also a problem. So that's fantastic.
I've got this, I've got this set up now that if you shout Ron or Rocco, I'll hear you in the kitchen. So I'm just like, because you'll need to, I'll need to change the graphic. I'm sorry for interrupting you. I'm so rude. Right. That's the situation. Bye.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there he's gone again. He's gone to Ozempic. Yeah, we'll have those problems in the chat. How many of our wonderful viewers, I wonder, Azria, how many of our viewers actually got any of those, the Orion or the Sirius sign? How many actually picked up the same thing? It would be good to know. Put a one if you got Orion or Sirius. If you got any of those two correct, we'd love to see how many of you are starting to resonate with this and being able to vibe with us and understand Starseed DNA breakdown. That would be fabulous.
Oh, yes. That would be really lovely to know. No, thank you, Beverly. Thank you, audience. Absolutely. Oh, because all the ones. At the end of the day.
Oh, there's some folks here that are there. They're on it. They're on it. Francesca, Jillian, Shannon, a couple of the others. Rachel did really well. So, those are just a few that I've just seen. They've done really well. So, they're with you on this. So we're going to have to ask Ron to come and change the screen.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about your intuition. So if that's what you're feeling, that's what you're picking up, absolutely go with it, because that will help serve you and protect you going forward. But yes, please, Ron, could you change the graphic, please, Ron?
Oh, and Tia Bean sent three ones in the chat. I guess Tia Bean realized, dear Tia Bean, we know Tia Bean's good. She's got three ones. I guess she got all of it right. Just like that.
Wonderful. How absolutely fantastic. Ron, if you could hear us, could you change the graphic, please?
Oh, well, otherwise we're just going to have to be talking about good old Oprah Prizzle, I think people are calling her, which is really funny.
If I could just, I think maybe a couple of people would be asking as well. I haven't looked in the chat, but I know if it was myself looking at this, I've got on there other as well as quite a small percentage. Yeah. And the reason I've kept other on there is because not only around that transitory element, because remember, Oprah is also working with other beings as well of darkness, but I am pretty sure that there was a couple, because you know when we normally do these, you've got your level ones and level twos that are your dominant DNA. I've got a feeling there's a couple in there that around the ones that are very, very small, so I've kept that other in there for the purpose of this exercise, just to highlight the fact that the Orion and the Sirius are the dominant ones. But there will be
what were in the others? What was in the others? Do you have any sort of licorice all sorts that were in the others?
No, no, because it, as I said, it took quite a while to get into those major ones. But from the energy that it was giving off was almost as though it's kind of like there's a couple of underlining in there. But for the purposes of if viewers were asking the question, well, what's the other? That was my reason for putting that in there, because you always have your majors and then your detectives.
And then the other little ones. Yeah, that's good.
Because, as I said, we're not going in there for a full acceptance for me to actually dive right into that individual. No, we can't always pick those up.
Okay. Now, let's do it together. Azria, let's shout for Ron. Ready? Yes. Ron!
Ron! Ron!
I did warn the chat. I warned the chat that we're going to shout for Ron.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I forgot to turn the mic on. I'm here. Do you mean to scroll, this down?
Ron, the gift that keeps on.
All right, nice one. Just me again. I've got to put things in the oven. Love you, lady. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness me. The Prycosians, wow, and the Anakim. Right, go for it, Azria. And it's a half-half. So maybe he's partially off-worlder type person. I guess there's not much of him left that's really human left at the moment.
No, and I would actually agree with Oprah. As I said, it was very difficult with Elon. It took a while to get in, but it wasn't difficult. It's just as I kind of went in, there was a lot of energy already kind of like happening and built up. And so the Anakim and the other one, we don't often pick them up, but they are very, I can say from the offset, quite technology advanced. And I'm going to start with the Anakim because that's one, as I said, that doesn't often come up. And they are very much around the advances in technology in themselves. And maybe we can get a picture a bit later, but their stature is very, very high. They're very, very tall beings. But when they do come to this planet, they have not only the technology, but they are able to manipulate the I'm looking at one or two words here because I'm slightly dyslexic. So it's just reminding me. But they do have the they are able to manipulate the muscular structure in order to come in and come on this planet and present as human. That is really the main focus around them. I was just seeing there was one other point I wanted to bring into point. That was it. And I think, Ron, if you can hear this, you may be a little bit interested because it's certainly something that I'm learning along this way, is that the Anakin very much, and researchers have been looking into this recently, it hasn't been directly proven, but the Anakin have a link to the giants. Because even if you look at their physical stature, and that's something that researchers are really kind of like looking into at the moment is that there
maybe
is
Ron's got a, maybe Ron's got a bit of Anakin in him there somewhere.
Maybe you never know. We can go back in and have a look
with the giants. Mind you, he loved his giants so much, so I'm sure he prefers the giants to the Anakin, but he hasn't seen a picture of the Anakin, so he don't know, does he?
no, but certainly this would really, really make sense around the push for technology and the advances in technology. Yeah. And I think it's also from a physical technology as well. So blending the technology in with the physical aspects as well, because I know that they were talking about AI and looking at sort of phones in your hands and things like that. So that would correspond with him very, very much so. And also,
and I'm just going to tell you quickly, I know I'm cutting across you there because I've always battled to find a way to get in as you take a breath. So I'm just telling you that the whole of the chat is saying that they are not surprised that this is how Elon is. And they're also saying that, you know, this seems to be all part of his higher self. And they absolutely can see they expected exactly this to come up. So isn't that awesome? Mm-hmm. They're absolutely 100% with you all the way. And somebody even said, not much human left in there then. So there we go. There we go. That's perfect. Sorry,
wonderful.
Carry on.
No, that is brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing. Whether it's my neurodiverse or whatever, but I just get so excited being able to share all of this. So, no, thank you so much for bringing that up, Beverly. Absolutely. And I think that one of the last things I really would like to say about that as well is that when they originally sort of came to Earth as well, It's that they were in sort of North America, Canada, and I think that there's a link with Musk in that area of the US as well. So that would very much tie in with him there.
And also the name Anakin and Kim is also a Hebrew word for giant, is what I'm being told. So thank you for somebody in the chat that said Anakin means giant. So who knew? We didn't, which is great. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Wonderful. So then we move on to that second being. And what I'm looking at there is, you remember we said with the Oprah one that there was a hybrid, mm-hmm. but then that it came to light that it was very much the Sirius. So again, with Elon, these guys very much presented from a frequency and an energy as a hybrid being, because they are actually a cross breed. But looking at a lot of the work that Elon is doing at the moment, especially with Trump, and very much the protection going forward, bringing things to light, bringing the technology forward, bringing people's voices forward, is that even though in the beginning these particular beings were sort of here as fighters, actually, as time turned, they are now very much protectors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are very much protectors, and they have been protecting Earth. And again, I think this is actually quite critical going forward with Elon and his path, is the protection against Gray's reptilians, which they have been doing up until this point. But now I think it's more about letting us be in a space to bring sort of truth and that forward and having a voice.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Yes. So also, I think that we've got when we were talking about the Trump, you mentioned about the Trump situation there with Elon Musk. When I was listening to his broadcast about Musk, he actually made two very strong references about Musk and about the stars. He mentioned that he felt that he was from the stars or of the stars or has a journey and a link to the stars. So whether Trump was trying to say that he's from the stars or whether he's directly linked to the stars, who knows? But now when we see your work here with the Anakim and the Proxionians, that now suddenly starts to all fall into place. And the protection side with the Proxionians, if we have a look at the bomb that went off, I can't remember when it was recently, in the vehicle that was parked outside the Trump Hotel in Vegas, particular vehicle was extremely robust and actually it protected the area, and the bomb didn't create too much of a problem to the front of the hotel at all. So that's quite interesting too. That fits in with that, doesn't it?
It was crazy. Wow. It did look like the shell of a car that had been in a fire. And not a car that had just had an explosion go off inside it.
Exactly.
Oh, I really need to go and have a look. No, this is slightly new information, but sure. No, that's fantastic. I need to go and have a look at those pictures. Thank you. There's just two other points I'd like to mention around these particular beings, which I really do feel is very important with Musk and the work that he's doing. And most importantly, is able to do. Because that knowledge is there. That knowledge is there through his connections. That knowledge is there through his DNA. Is the fact that one of the main aspects that these beings can do is time travel. Is time travel. So going back to certain points in time, getting that information and bringing it forward, or the other way around. And I believe in a lot of the Musk documents, there is reference to various different, is what I'm being told mainly, a nod to being having the ability and capability to do that. Because at the end of the day, time is linear. And I think he and the people that he work with really have got that down to a fine art.
Yeah. So from his point of view, when we look at him, then what we're talking about with the two sets of DNA that you picked up there, the Anakin, which is multiple giants, I think Anakin in the Anakin is multiple giants, and connection to the giants. But I think we've also got that he himself has looked at himself as a Pleiadian. So that's his main structure. But the two sleeping DNAs within him that haven't been activated yet is the Anakim and the Procyonians. So at some point, we're going to see, you know, this protection, as you mentioned, particularly the Procyonians, because that is part of their job, is to protect the human life on this planet. So I think that he's well placed to create all sorts of amazing technology going forward to help protect the Earth and to make sure that we are as protected as we should be, because I think there's going to be a lot of threats out there. So his already what he understands for himself is that he vibrates on the Pleiadian side, but his two major DNAs that need to awaken in him are these two that Azria has brought forward for us.
Wonderful. And I think from one, the last thing I'd like to mention in regards to this one as well, is that he's been doing a lot of work for many, many years. And one of the things with this being is that they serve without anything in return. So I think there's going to be a lot more coming forward. And I think that's a really nice place to be within sort of yourself, is that it is all around sending out that energy, sending out that love, being there to support one another as well. So I think from him potentially as a person, but certainly that DNA in itself. And I was very surprised to learn that with this being, because normally when you look at a being that's more technology focused, that's it. But with these guys, they're very much the heartfelt, sort of very nice and light, and sort of don't give to receive, that type of.
You know, it's interesting that is that Musk you're talking about, Azria?
Yes.
Do you know, it's interesting. Now, don't quote me on this, but I was watching something with him and he was talking about his next rocket he was developing. And I'm sure he has sold his house and lives in a tiny flat pack Tesla house now next to the laboratory where all of his development is done. And I might be nuts, but is it not a non-profit like that Musk runs somewhere? Because, and don't quote me on that, but I'm just saying, but I'm pretty sure he dimes down saying that. It was just as you were saying that. I'll do is I'll look for that clip for Sunday, and we can play that on Sunday, Bev, to give a bit of context, because it was interesting to hear you say that. Yeah, 100%. I've got a picture of the Tesla as well. So I just
what it looks like. Yeah, sure.
This vehicle that still has its tires, okay, was apparently in a boom boom. Now, what's even interesting, right? Here's again, just looks like a car on fire, right? I'm not being funny. None of the glass is even broken in the hotel, mate. Okay, whoever put this together was how bad a job was done on this? This was a glorified car fire. And I just want to show you one more image. Interesting how everything started under the car and not in the car.
How weird.
Interesting that, right? Yeah. Interesting. And that's all I'm going to say is on that when I put it back.
That is Must be Parsonians then, because they definitely have got it nailed as far as protective shielding, all those sort of things. That's definitely part of it. Maybe he's already started, you know, his awakening on the Procyonians. Maybe he's already started to awaken. So he's got the Pleiades, the Anakim, but then the Procyonians are saying, right, this is the protection. This is what you need. You know, sort this out. And because they're more protectors, going back to what you've said, Ron, is he won't actually need much, and he would be able to get away from the ego and start sort of dumbing the ego down a bit. And he would be able to live very simply, because the Procyonians are the types of beings that are in service, but also they are protectors. Yeah. They're really always like 2 seconds away from beefing themselves up and doing something amazing. So he could actually live in one of these little flat pack houses quite easily and just get on with his job, which is great.
I mean, I just want to say as well, like the wee flat pack houses, they're one of his products that he's rolling out, and they're nice. They're, I mean, they're not too tiny. But I just want to say, mark my words. After this Tesla truck scenario, there's going to be one freedom fighter in the Ukraine that gets a hold of one of those, and it's going to be detrimental to the winning of the war. Okay, there's going to be this one armored Tesla freaking truck that they're just lobbing shells at. Can't even get the wheels to come off, mate. Can't even burst a tire on it. Do you know what I'm saying? No. Obviously, I jest. But look, I'm going to go back. I'm going back to the cooking. Shout on me if you need me. Do you still want this up on the screen, or do you want it to be made bigger on the screen, ladies?
Have we got anything else, Ezria, that you want to? Because we sort of, I think we've got about 50 minutes left. We do want to do questions, Ron. Are you going to be able to do questions with us?
Totally. Totally.
I think let's take it off and let's do some questions, because I'm sure everybody wants to talk to Ezria and everybody
Listen, side chat. Don't super chat anything, okay? We've got a Sunday night. We're going to start picking away at the ones that we've got in the back burner, and then this week we'll clear the absolute list of all of them. I would do some tonight, but I'm too thinly spread today. So we'll take new. Don't super chat. Don't do it. No. Okay, just do the free big news, and then get your question in. If you
somebody just super chatted, Fan Fixer, you're very naughty.
Of course,
you
did. Okay. Okay, we'll do these three. Don't I swear to God, if you want, little scamps. Okay, it's always wondered what happened to Mary Poppins when they flew over an umbrella at the end of the movie. Then I found Beverly Rhodes and got the answer. Love your soul. Nice, nice, nice.
Thank you so much.
Hi, team. Do you know anything of Picnic and Hanging? What? Hang on a second. Do you know anything of Picnic and Hanging Rock of Australia, or is Rhea
Isaiah Chamberlain in Australia? Not so much about Isaiah Chamberlain. It's one I think I need to look at, and maybe Ezria too. But Picnic at Hanging Rock, no, I'm afraid I don't. Something rings a bell there, Lakey. But
is that not like the big flat-topped one, or is that Uluru? There seems to be a lot of weird like mountains in Australia and in South Africa that look like they've had the top cut off them. Oh, wow, is everybody frozen? Oh, God. Am I still live? Oh, God. Oh, God. Can anybody hear me? No. Hello? Can anybody hear me? Am I standing by myself? Is there anybody out there? Okay, you can hear me. Okay, you can all hear me. So, are the girls still here? Can you all see the girls talking as well? And am I just talking over the girls? Are they looking at me like I'm really rude? Oh, no, one's gone. Oh, two's gone. Nailed it. Oh, well, I guess my psychic capabilities haven't grown to the point where I can shut down live streams with my mind yet. But we'll get there. All right, let's waffle. It's time for some waffling until the talent arrives back here. So, what's been happening, people? In fact, I'll answer some questions. All right. Numerology is... Okay, no, I can't do that one. I asked a question on New Year's Eve. But the channel crashed. Fabulous. I'll be honest with you. You probably weren't the only one. All right. But we'll get to all the questions. Don't worry. And that's all the questions I've got. Here's another question. Ron took... Okay. at Ron. Took my granddaughter 12 year with mild Down syndrome for recce. On my way home, a crow swooped down, killing a small bird, which fell right in front of my car. thoughts on that message for her? I think it was showing its absolute love and affection and wanted to bestow you with a beautiful gift. That's how I would read into that. It was like a little offering, okay? Only get really concerned if they swoop down and start taking your eyes out. That's what I would suggest. But you know yourself, your cat will bring you home a little treat. Your pets will drag home absolutely disgusting things that they find in the wild that apparently in their culture of being a cat, they're like, oh, rotten carcass. Mama love that. So, yeah. Okay, everyone is in darkness. Oh, great. Okay. All area. Oh, my God. Are you saying the power went out, Bev? Hang on, everybody. It looks like you guys are stuck with me answering questions. Oh, damn. All right, can you send a little voice note, Bev, and I'll play it for everybody. But don't worry, I've got it. I'm answering questions. All right. Okay, we got this. But how did you get on with the recce session, if you don't mind me asking, Catherine? Oh, Catherine with a Y. Oh, my eldest daughter's Kirsten with a Y. That's awesome. Oh, well, let's try the second name. Okay. Vanderbecken. Oh, yeah. I love that. Hello, I am Catherine Vanderbecken. I am here for suitcase. Okay, you put in back of car. All right. Okay. I did not press the wrong button. I think what's happened, I think the wonderful Bev's going to explain it all to you. Hang on.
Yep, I'm sitting here in the dark. The whole area is completely black, which means that... poor Ezria will also be in the black because she stays like within the same region that we're in. She's on the same power box that we're in, you know, down the bottom. And there's nothing. It's pitch black here and we've got zip.
You heard it there, folks. It all comes down to the power box in your bottom and it's too strong. Too strong and Ezria and... the wonderful Beverly Rhodes. Just too powerful, mate. They're going to be the only people in the UK who get the council round to their house because neighbours have complained about the psychic energy knocking out their Wi-Fi. All right. What's your favourite song by Ren? That one where he sat in the basement and he's playing the song and arguing with himself. But I feel he overindulged. I feel like he should have... made it about two and a half minutes shorter. I felt like the message was sent across beautifully, but then he just kept going with it. Do you know what I mean? Oh, also the Bittersweet Symphony remix where he's talking about his life and he's just walking and does the whole video in one take. I'm telling you, man, I'm a bit of a secret Ren fan. I'm not going to lie. I do like a bit of Ren. Oh, hang on. Beverly Rhodes, checking back in.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Ron. I'm sitting in the pitch black dark here, and it looks like the whole area was completely shoved into darkness. No electric, no internet, no nothing. So I'm kind of guessing they don't like the fact that we're talking about all this stuff. I think Ezra's probably in the same boat because she lives... in the next area, and I know that she's probably got the same problem. If she's not, I can't even see what's online. So I'm so sorry, everyone.
Listen, all I'm saying, right, is if it was any other live stream and any other co-hosts, I'd be like, just a power outage, right? Did any of yous watch the live that Bev, myself, Danny, and the dude in the helmet, and I can't remember how to pronounce the other lady's name. It's freaking, I don't want to mispronounce it in case I get a laser beam through the head. So a similar thing happened then. And it wasn't normal. Like, for example, if any of you have ever streamed, is that Queenie Queenie? Is that my Queenie? I just seen a plate of food with Queenie next to it. Is that my Queenie there, or is that a different Queenie? No, it must be a different Queenie, because she's not modded. Still, whoever Queenie Morris is, respect. Hello! Who's that? Yeah, help yourself. So what happened, like, if you've ever done... It is Queenie. It is my Queenie. Yes, Queen! Yes! Love that. Love back at you. Fabulous. Fabulous, Queenie. So what happens when you're on a live stream, right? Let's imagine that both these screens... There's only one screen. Where's the other screen? Let's imagine both of these screens are people, right? So this is me and Bev. What will happen is if your internet goes down or your power goes down, what will happen is if your internet goes down, you'll get the little spinning circle. You'll all see that, or we'll freeze and then we'll disconnect. All right. But we'll stay on the live stream. Everyone stays on the live stream. But when power goes down, you're removed from the live stream. But there's a very distinct, obvious, oh, the power's gone down because all your lights go off. But the night I was with Bev and the guy in the helmet and Danny and Azria, it was like the power had gone out. We were all kicked from the platform. It was crazy. Oh, Azria has managed to fight her way back. She's fighting through it all. Oh, see, this is Azria. I was just saying to the public that you're going to be the only people that get the council at your door. Oh, no. Oh, no. Only people that get the council at your door for shutting down people's power and Wi-Fi because of your psychic energy. I mean, how would the council even deal with that? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what would even be the protocol for that? But no, that was straight up suspicious. Suspicious. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, completely. Because it's got like the internet went first and then the light, it was normally when a power cut happens, everything goes out at the same time. This didn't. Right. This, to me, was the internet, because I could still have the lights on, but nothing on screen. And then the lights went out.
But you're in, oh, yeah.
So it was very bizarre.
When your internet went down, you were still in the live stream, right? We could see you, but you were frozen. But then as soon as your power went off, you all disappeared. Very odd. I'm not going to lie. Very, very odd. But listen, what more do you expect when we have these ladies on the panel? Okay, if you don't know, I'm just saying, it's a legend, but apparently the energy is so strong, if you put a bit of bacon on your monitor, it will cook just from the psychic energies. Okay. Ron has maybe had a couple of glasses of fizz, all right, and he's feeling like he needs to eat. He's had way too much fizz compared to calories today. There's not enough to burn the food anyway. Azria, where were you? Was there anything you wanted to continue on, or should we dive into
that? To be really honest, I think we were just starting to go through questions. So I know we've got like 10 minutes, but there was that wonderful comment about Mary Poppins, but I can't say I'm going to answer them all, but I can certainly try.
Hang on, Bev's still sending me updates. Hang on. Then there was this earlier. That looks like an alien spaceship. You're not connected to the internet. Our neighbors. Okay, brilliant. Okay, so numerology, that was out of my pay grade. In numerology, is the full names plus the middle names needed as well as the date of birth?
So I believe, and do not quote me on this, that you can do your name with the numbers and the grid that both Danny and Beverly were talking about, even though there was two different sorts of methodologies there, and then the date of birth separately. So they come up as two separate numbers. But just go and double check with that. But that's as far as my knowledge goes.
Yep, well, it's a better answer than me than just going pass. Is this why the lights flicker and I can't wear a damn watch without it dying? Yes. Let's keep it simple. Let's just go with that.
Yep, high energy, high vibration. So, yes.
Thank you, Ron. Lovely message and gifts. She absorbed the Reiki so well and said the hole in her shoulder felt better and cut across her stomach. That's awesome. That's awesome, Catherine. I'm so, so glad. And I'm glad you like my interpretation, because a lot of people would be telling you, oh, it's a sign of doom. Nah, mate. All right. Nah, you just have to learn how different little creatures see the world. And if they throw a dead thing at you, it doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. Worry if they start pecking your eyes out, man. That would be my advice. What is your thought on the spat between Jag and Ali? That's not for this show, but we can talk about that at another time. More questions. I think we're getting off light today.
It looks as though. That's good.
Oh yeah, we say that. Also, I was going to blame all of your power cut on the super chats, but then I thought probably better not. So do you know what? Actually, let's talk to Asriel. How have things been with you? How is your own development going? Obviously, you are the creator of the Unifier, as we all know. How is your, because obviously I imagine you've got your core set of skills that you've got nailed and that you've put into your readings and things like this, but in the back burner, what are your other, what's your sort of your personal next module in your course, if you will, of discovering new elements and things like that? Or do you ever sort of test yourself to see if there is things to go through? Tell us a little bit about that, because the journey is it's so freaking interesting. Like it really is.
Thank you so much, Ron. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, never actually stop learning. So the Unifier, we're learning more about day on day, and especially with the amazing clients I've been seeing over the past few weeks and the discoveries that we're making within those as well. So again, we're having new beings come forward, or not obviously new to us, but actually going and finding more out about them and actually what their frequency and what their vibrations are. So again, with a couple of my clients recently, there's been ones that have come forward, and certainly with the Oprah, Musk, and even Jaguar's one as well, with that warrior, and also around the activating of those DNAs, is that's what we're going to be moving on to next. Because as Beverly correctly said earlier, around there, we do have these DNAs in us, the junk DNAs, and some of them have already been activated, and others we're learning that we can actually start activating ourselves and using not only our own power but the Unifier to push that through as well. So yeah, we are learning and building upon that daily, weekly, but I think for me myself, it is that learning, and there will be more information coming out about it, and there will be I've been asked to sort of put some of this into writing as well, and of course there's more on the website to more to do with empowering ourselves as well around the chakras and looking at those, because they are a part of our energetic makeup. So as much as you've got your energy centers, so there's stuff around on the website as well. So as much as we're looking at our DNA, we need to have a look at all those other energy bodies as well. And also with the channel psychic readings as well, similar to that we were doing over New Year, which was amazing. And some of the questions and messages that were coming across. And again, that's what I do with that as well. So again, it's that empowerment. And hopefully looking into the new year as well, with bringing sort of people together, because everyone's looking for sort of those vibes and tribes. So looking at doing some sort of star people groups and things as well. So there is starting a lot going on there, Ron. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Oh, we've got our show starting as well. Next week or the week after, whichever one we get it started on. But we've got our new weekly show. Asriel's going to be joining us every week, delving into some trending celebrities, topical stuff, all that kind of stuff. It's super exciting. Now, Queenie, I'm going to get you sorted out, all right? Do not worry, okay? Once I'm past today, that's all the Christmases, the New Year's, the Christmas days, the births, the families, the people that haven't seen the baby for the first time, all of that is out the way, and we can get on to everything. Numerology, the doing what you guys do with the names and the numbers, I think that's something I'm going to look into. I'm finding it that I'm getting much better at what I call guided interpretation, where I feel like I'm being guided by someone to explain the cards or things like this. So I don't know if it's the same with numbers or whatever. I don't know if it's deeper than that, but I don't know. But I like data and numbers and datas and all of this, and then interpreting cards that are pulled and all of that. It's a vibe that I think I might like. Who knows? Might fail miserably, but you know, we've got to keep learning new skills. We've got to keep trying. We've got to keep trying.
Yeah, because on some of those cards there are numbers as well, so you can bring in within your reading. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? The other day there, Kala, I think her name is one of our new mods. Kala, there she is. Was talking to her in the VC, and then asked her. I said, "Listen, are you about 5'1"? And she was like, "Oh, I'm 5 foot. I'm over 5 foot, but under 5'1". I was like, "Oh, interesting." I was like, "Have you ever had like a bob with a fringe?" She's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "That's interesting." Right. So I kept getting all these little things coming through. And rather than just assuming that it's my brain just being a lunatic, I've started speaking about it. And it's interesting because that was something that she said was spot on. And it was our first ever verbal interaction.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Yeah, it's your intuition and picking up on those energies, absolutely. And if you like data on, just jot all these down and you will start seeing patterns of how you are feeling, what you were doing at that time. Oh, yeah. And not only that for yourself, but for our listeners as well. When you do start picking up on these things, just jot them down. You'll then see those patterns. And obviously patterns you pick up within data as well.
Yeah, I feel it as well, Tashel Shamesh. Okay. It's freaking Nova, it's Beverly, it's Azria, it's all your positive vibes and love and all this stuff. Okay, I get it. Okay, thanks for making me a better person, I guess. I'm still very much in balance, but everything is just, it's just a good time. It's just a good, I think you're definitely right. I feel a lot more, I feel like a much better person than I usually feel. So yeah, there's a vibes happening.
Wonderful. Carrie, great to hear on.
Carrie, can you email me this? Because we don't have time to do these today. We did ask for people to hold off on super chats. In fact, you know what I'm going to do, just in case I forget? I'm going to just take a picture of it right now. And then I've got
But I'm loving that. Yeah, 11:11 p.m. as well. That's if Danny's ever watching, I think she would, and Beverly would say 11:11 is very powerful time as well. But as I said, I don't know too much about it, but I think that's a pretty good going.
I'm more than flirt with the shadows, Tammy. Listen, Ron is waltzing. He's taking the shadows out for dinner. The shadows think they've got one up on me, and I just ditch them at the Uber. I'm like, get your own ride home. I'm out of here. Do not worry. Ron is very much, when I say I'm balanced, I mean, I have one foot in the light, one foot in the black, and I'm stood like that. And that's where I like it. Okay, that's where I like it, because that is authenticity, in my opinion. For myself, don't apply any of my madness to yourself. But for me, that is the authentic me, is the balance. I see you. Well, listen, everybody, thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Pagan AF, my G. Thank you so much for being here. And Azria, thank you so much for putting up with my craziness today. I feel like a few live streams I've let the viewers down, and the whole, everyone that's been helping with this, just because of the craziness of the baby and Christmas, everything like that. But hey, that's just the way it goes sometimes. And I just want to say thank you all for putting up with me, I should say, not us. Everyone else is fabulous. Azria, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the wonders of your skill set. Of course, Beverly, who is still in the darkness, but I'm sure is fine. Thank you for being here. And thank you to all of you.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to sharing more of the work and more of the celebrity stuff and more of the Unify stuff and more of the readings going forward. So thank you very much, Ron. And yeah. Thank you to the viewers.
What did you say the unifier was made of?
Selenite. So it's selenite, silver, copper, and emeralds.
I think the next step for you is getting discs of that, right? And making something people can wear around their neck that's a part of the same sort of thing as a unifier. Because I wonder if you were in the middle and had another 30 people stood around you, right, all sort of in sync,
that'd be powerful,
with the extra bits of unifier, Do you see what I mean? Yeah. You too can be part of Ron's battery energy harvesting. Okay, coming soon to the merch shop. All right, listen. Right, thank you all for being here. Love you guys. We'll see you all in the next one. And yeah, if you caught the beginning of this, apologies for starting the stream in an Uber. We'll be back to normal tomorrow. Thank you all for being here. Have a great new year, which we're already 3 days into, Ron. You don't need to tell people that, but we will see you very soon. Goodbye and thank you.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.